Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to get your horse rounder and more through. So the words rounder and through are commonly used by dressage riders, judges and trainers. Now you might see the comment, could be rounder and more through, on your dressage score sheet. Or you may hear your trainer encouraging you to increase your horse's roundness and throughness. Now although these words are often used, they're actually frequently misunderstood. Or if they are understood, many riders are unsure of how to actually achieve correct roundness and correct throughness. So in this podcast episode, we're going to clarify what round and through mean in the context of dressage. We're going to look at why these qualities are desirable and how you can go about increasing the roundness and the throughness of your own horse. So let's start with the word round. So what is round? Well, the term round refers to your horse's overall outline and his longitudinal flexion. So that's flexion over your horse's top line. Now the dressage judge wants to see that your horse is round over his back, and that he is carrying himself in a biomechanically functional posture. So a round back is lifted, supported by your horse's core muscles, with your horse's hind legs sufficiently engaged. So now let's talk about what round is not. So the term round is often misinterpreted as round in the neck. So for example, if your horse's head is tucked into his chest, then he is round, which is incorrect. But to achieve this false and this incorrect roundness, many riders make the common mistake of fiddling with the rein contact in an attempt to curl up their horse's neck. Now sadly, all this does is create an overbent neck with your horse working behind the vertical. And in this position, your horse cannot step under with his hind legs, and it results in a hollow back, which is the exact opposite of what we want to achieve. So always remember that when you hear the word round, it's round over the back and not round in the neck. So now let's move on to talk about the word through. So what is through? Well, the term through refers to your horse working from behind into the contact with energy flowing through him unrestricted. Now, this way of going leads to the permeability of your aids, which means that your aids are passing through your horse without any blockages, and your horse can respond to your aids with his whole body. Now, the best way to explain this concept is to imagine your horse as a network of streams. So when all these streams are flowing as they should, you can direct the water into different areas of your horse, producing various movements. But if one of those streams becomes blocked, then it may begin to overflow, which can prevent the entire network from flowing correctly. Now essentially, those streams are energy. So when your horse is working through, energy is flowing through your horse. You can then direct and control that energy using your aids to produce collection, extensions, and various school movements. Now if there is a blockage somewhere, it prevents the energy from flowing and your aids from permeating. And blockages can cause your horse to compensate somehow, and they may result in problems such as crookedness, irregular steps, head tilting, resistance, loss of balance, etc. Now these blockages can be caused by many things, including tension, in either the horse or in the rider. Blockages can also be caused by physical issues, such as pain or musculoskeletal issues. They can be caused by ill-fitting tack and equipment. And of course, blockages can be caused by the rider, such as the rider having a tight seat, from gripping with their knees, from sitting crooked, or from poor aiding. Now, essentially, your horse can be described as working through correctly when energy is flowing through him, from his hind legs into the contact. Hence the common phrase of working through to the contact. So now let's talk about what through is not. So throughness has nothing to do with speed or strong rein aids. So speeding up your horse's tempo whilst keeping a restrictive contact does nothing except cram your horse between stronger leg and stronger rein aids. And this leads to tension and blockages. Again, this is the opposite of what it is that we want to achieve. So for throughness to be able to be achieved correctly, it means that energy is passing through your horse without resistance. Okay, so now that we know what round is and what it is not, and we know what through is and what it is not, let's take a look at these qualities together. So why do you want your horse round and through? Well, if your horse is round over his top line and he's working through to your contact from behind, then this way of going will lead to the following benefits. So firstly, your horse will be able to step further underneath himself with his hind legs, and this will create a more uphill balance with a lighter and more manoeuvrable forehand. It will also allow you to increase the impulsion and the carrying power of your horse's hind legs. You will also have a more effective half halt, which will enable you to prepare and balance your horse for school movements. It will enable you to work your horse in a biomechanically functional posture, which will promote longevity and a long working life. And finally, it will allow you to use lighter aids and promote harmony. Now, ultimately, these qualities enable your horse to perform the more advanced work that is demanded at the higher levels, and to do so in a way that is functional and reduces the risk of injury. So now that we know what these terms are and we know why we want to achieve them, how do you actually go about getting your horse rounder and more through? Well, firstly, when you start to encourage your horse to become rounder and more through, it's vital that you don't focus on your horse's outline and on his head. Because as we talked about earlier, many riders make the common mistake of trying to create roundness in their horse's neck, which does nothing except cause discomfort and block the energy travelling through their horse's back. Remember that roundness and throughness come from your horse's hind legs, not his head positioning. So here's an exercise to help you achieve it. Now you can ride this exercise in walk, trot or canter, but it's best to start in trot if this is your first time. So for the first step, step number one, you're going to start by working your horse freely forwards in a good rhythm, ensuring that he is in front of your leg and he is giving you prompt responses to your leg aids. Now keep a light, elastic contact with your horse's mouth, making sure that your hands remain steady and even with no fiddling. And then you can move on to step two, which is you're going to ride your horse onto a large 20-meter circle and you're going to open up his strides by pushing him forwards. Now you want your horse to start taking bigger steps without increasing his tempo. Now at the same time, remember to keep your contact consistent and you want to be encouraging your horse forwards into your hand. So basically, in this step, you were encouraging your horse to push more with his hind legs. Now, as a bit of a side note, as you are riding your circle, make sure that your horse is bending uniformly and correctly, because your horse's body needs to remain aligned for his energy to be successfully transmitted from his hindquarters over his back and into your contact. So in order to be correctly aligned, you want his hind feet following in the tracks left by his front feet. Now, if your horse's body is not aligned, then the energy created by your horse's hindquarters will be redirected somewhere else, usually through his outside shoulder, causing your horse to fall out. So it's important for this exercise to work that your horse is bending uniformly and correctly around the circle. Now, once you can tick those boxes, you can then move on to step three, which is, in this step, you're going to grow a little bit taller in your position, and you're going to use light half halts to gradually collect your horse's strides while still keeping the same tempo, impulsion and activity of his hind legs. So in the previous step, we said that you are encouraging your horse to push more with his hind legs. Now in this step, because we're asking for more collected strides, you are encouraging your horse to carry more with his hind legs. Then you can move on to step four, which is after a few collected strides, and when you feel your horse is carrying more weight behind, you're then going to gradually push him forwards again, asking him to open up his strides. Now, after a few steps, keep your hands where they are and let your reins slowly slip through your fingers. Now, your horse should continue to stretch into the contact and take the bit forward and down. Now, don't allow a lot of rein. So don't allow as much as though you were doing a full stretch or a free walk on a long rein. Instead, only allow a small amount. You want just enough to encourage your horse to lift through the base of his neck as he continues to stretch towards the contact. Now, as a bit of a tip, if you are riding this in trot, you need to ride this part of the exercise in rising trot, not sitting trot. And if you are in canter or walk, then still stay sat upright and in the saddle, but adopt a lighter seat. Basically, what you don't want to be doing is you don't want to be sitting deep and heavy, because this can prevent your horse from rounding his back, and it can also block the energy from flowing through if you haven't got a good passive seat where you are able to follow the horse's movement without hindering him. Now, as another tip, since you are riding this exercise on a circle, you can allow your inside rein to slip through your fingers just a little bit before your outside rein. This can be very helpful to keep your horse balanced and also to keep him through into the contact. But importantly, you must continue to ride your horse positively forwards into the contact, so don't let him drop behind your leg. Your horse's hind legs must keep stepping actively underneath, because this is what causes your horse's back to lift, and this is what creates the energy, which is to flow over his back into your contact. Now, if you have followed those four steps correctly, then your horse should now be round and through, and you should be able to feel the following qualities. So your horse should feel as though he has got a little bit wider at the base of his neck as his back starts to lift. Your thighs should also feel a little bit wider as your horse contracts his stomach muscles and raises his back. Your horse's steps should become more elevated with increased spring and expression. You should also feel an even and a steady weight in your hands as a result of your horse working through and connecting to the end of the reins. Now, importantly, this weight is created by your horse, so it's not created by you holding onto your horse's head. And finally, if your horse is round and through, then with every stride, you should feel a constant flow of energy surging upwards and forwards like a wave over your horse's back. Then your goal is to be able to go back to your regular schooling work and ride various dressage movements whilst maintaining the feeling of active and engaged hind legs, transmitting that energy through a lifted and rounded back forwards into your contact. Your horse can then be described as being round and through. So to wrap this episode up, when trainers and judges use the words round and through, they assume that riders know what they mean. However, these terms are often misinterpreted, or the rider is unsure of how to achieve these qualities and also what they feel like. So remember that for your horse to be round and through, he must be round over his back, with energy flowing from his hindquarters through to the contact. Now, the easiest way to encourage your horse to work in this way is to ride him on a large circle and ride transitions within the pace before allowing him to take the rein forward and down, lifting his back and sending energy from his hind legs into your contact as he does so. Now, for the first couple of times that you ask your horse to work in this way, be aware that you are asking him to engage muscles that he's probably never used before. Therefore, keep your sessions short and positive to allow your horse to build the necessary strength and also to prevent muscle soreness. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff which is available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.